episode 695, What Are You Waiting For?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It is a new glorious day. It is a Monday. And guess what? It is your time to jump up and down. Come on, get that joy flowing through your blood. Get it going through your veins. Come on, pump it up, pump it up. You can do it. It is a brand new week. Throw away all the excuses. I don't know about you, but my lists are getting so long. It is now what? The holidays. And by the way, Merry Christmas. I cannot say that enough. In fact, I got to tell you a little quick secret here that I have. Every single time I go outside of my house, I make it a point to see how many people, number one, I can say Merry Christmas to and hopefully surprise them. Do you know how many people do not smile nowadays? I'm serious. It's ridiculous. So what are you waiting for? Oh, wait, that's our coffee chat today. So stay tuned for that. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you are here. Big hugs and squeezes from afar. You have a sisterhood around the globe that is welcoming you in. And if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to find the simple in every day. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, a gift that was given to you by God. And it's your opportunity to live it out in this life, your life here on earth. What are you waiting for? One thing I love about the holidays is how it always brings out the best in most, maybe not everybody, but in most of us. So what are you waiting for? This is the time, your time, to begin the experimentations, making changes, a little shifts here and there to find what works for you. Mindset is all about believing what you're thinking, then taking those thoughts, trusting yourself, and putting them into action. You are setting up a sequence for yourself, a system of success. Many times, though, I've been asked the question, as good as all of that sounds, the mindset and all of that, when is the best time to start? Why does it always come down to that? Christiane, when is the best time to start? When I was younger, I would actually come up with an answer. I would, a specific time. I can remember when I was babysitting, and I started at a very young age. I did. Third into fourth grade, seriously. I babysat this little baby girl, and if I remember correctly, oh, I'd have to ask my mom, not that my mom would remember, but I believe her name was Shelby. I don't know why that sticks in my mind. It may not even be that, but she was the cutest, little plumpest, little adorable baby ever. Now, my parents lived right next door. And so anytime I babysat, they had to be home. That was the whole deal. But they knew I was the oldest of the three. I always took care of them. I was very, very responsible. I was also already helping within the church and, you know, helping in the nursery. And so I had bundles of experience. And of course, then at my young, most, you know, broad sense of experience that I had in my mind, I was like, somebody asked me a question, I would give them an answer. That's what was supposed to happen, right? You ask me a question, I'm to give you the answer. But as I got older, the specificity became less and less. When is the best time to start? Well, maybe you should ask the question, when is the best time to plant an oak tree? 20 years ago. What are you waiting for? What is it? Because, you know, you could wait until everything was perfect. And guess what? That time would never come. If I waited till the perfect time to start our coffee chats here, we wouldn't be talking today. I know I would have come up with at least 200 excuses to not get out on the airways. And I wouldn't have met you. You wouldn't have been listening to me and my crazy stories and all the thoughts that go through my head in one day. I mean, it's kind of really an explosive day. Even my children say, Mom, aren't you tired yet? And I just look at them and smile. What are you waiting for? I got a text from a good friend of mine. And they were, you know, it's coming up to the new year and we're all thinking about health and all of this. And they wanted my opinion on ellipticals. And I was like, well, I can give you my opinion on ellipticals. I've used a few as I've traveled around. I have one in my own home for convenience. And I was like, sure, I can answer this question. And so we continued to text back and forth about what is the best elliptical for her. And then I finally got a response based on what I was, you know, giving out as, you know, information like, oh, well, the sales will go on about this time. And, you know, you can look at making payments this way or you can pay it all at once at these sites, you know, trying to make sure I was answering what she needed to have in order to make the best decision for herself. You know, I wanted to give her the specificities of what she was looking for, the research, right? Well, so she comes back with a text that says, well, maybe waiting to the new year would be a good idea because of all the holiday food. You are always going to find something, some excuse to stop where you want to go. What are you waiting for? I want to share with you a poem. It's near and dear to my heart because my dad wrote it. And I'm not going to give you much of a rundown of it. I'm not going to give you any backstory. I just want you to listen to it. Here you go. 'Tis not a spring day. We've moved into fall. The temp will get a bit chilly. The leaves will turn. The colors will shine. Your thoughts may run willy-nilly. So what are those thoughts, your passions and dreams? What end do you set as your goal? Maybe it's clear, or is it a fog? Does it consume your heart and soul? We all have a past we carry around. Sometimes it's great, big, or small. We tuck it always, perhaps even hide. It could be the same for us all. So where do you live today, yesterday? Always looking behind? Or gaze to the front, the future up there, loving those with a like mind? I challenge you then, don't look in a mirror. You'll just put yourself in a hole. Reach out and take the hand that is near and give them your heart and your soul. What are you waiting for? Here is the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Give your heart and soul. You're always waiting for the perfect time. And sometimes we put too much emphasis on finding the sequence, the system of success. We want someone to give us that direct recipe just for us. If I could just have it, then I wouldn't have to work so hard. If you could just tell me each step, but you know what? Even if you were given the exact recipe, you would still mess up. You would still be faced with challenges. Because life here on earth is not perfect. But you see, give your heart and soul, and it is. Number one, create your now. Don't overthink. You've got to be cautious and careful because you can outthink yourself. You can think of all those excuses, those what ifs, should haves, could haves. Or you could be like that text that I got from my girlfriend who was like, well, maybe I'll just wait after the new year anyway because of the holiday food. Don't overthink. Create your now. Number two, take the next step, the one step. You don't need to have the entire system in front of you. That sequence may happen as you take each step. What are you waiting for? You may have to create it as you do it. What a concept. You can't just jump to calculus. You got to have some basic math and move into algebra before you can move up to the next and finally into calculus. There is a sequence. But the thing is, we don't always have to know it. We just have to do it, perform it, take the next step. And number three, be present. Do what matters now. If you're sitting there looking at yourself and you hate who you see in that mirror, I'm serious. You know if I am talking specifically to you. I have nothing to wear. Oh, if I just go out and buy a new outfit, I'll feel so much better. Maybe a new pair of shoes will make it. Oh, a new hairstyle. I'm going to get a different color, a new cut. There's something else that is speaking to you in your heart when you're making these thoughts in your head. Do what matters now. If you're sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to wear, then maybe it's your health and you need to start there. by simply eating better foods, drinking more water. Yeah, you can go and think about, oh, I need to get on an exercise program. I will start tomorrow. It is it. It's the day. Oh, no, wait. It's not Monday. Well, it's Monday now. But I'm going to start tomorrow because I'm just down listening. I'm not prepared. So I'll give myself a week. And I'm going to cram in all the yucky stuff in a week so then I'll be ready. I know I've been there. Maybe it's your relationship, your marriage. Maybe it's been on rocks for a long time. You're walking on eggshells. He's walking on eggshells. And you don't know if you're coming or going or if you will even come again because you're not even communicating anymore. Do what matters now. Be present. You see, I have been down so many of the roads that you are in now. Building the business from scratch. Whether it's your own business, being your own CEO of your business. It's tough. It's tough getting yourself out there. Maybe you're a consultant for a network marketing company, and it's tough getting yourself out there that way too. I've been down that road. You're in the corporate world. You're driving right now to work, and you're sitting here going, Christy Ann, if you'd only knew the stress I was under, been there. And it is sometimes the thoughts that kill us more than anything. Do what matters now. Be present in your life. There's going to be no time that is perfect. What are you waiting for? Are you looking for that perfect time? Are you waiting until you have everything figured out? That system of success? By golly, if I could give you that recipe, don't you think I would? But see, God says you got to find it out in my time. My time meaning his time. It's on his timetable. And sometimes we have to go through various circumstances in our lives. And unfortunately, yes, sometimes we have to go deep in the valleys before we can stand tall on the mountaintops. Stop the waiting. You matter. And if you want help, I'm here for you. Click on the link. It's in the show notes. Take aim. I want to talk to you. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. I don't even hound you with, oh, but you got to buy this. No, I promise you, I do not do that because you matter. God didn't give me stipulations when he reached out his hand to me and gave me salvation. I'm not to do that to you either. Reach out and take the hand that is near and give them your heart and your soul. Remember, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. But it takes you to take that next step, to create your now. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to succeed. I want all of your dreams to come true, especially the ones that God has given you. Give your heart and soul and go out and make an impact today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.